Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 17th, 2025, and here are our top stories. ChatGPT Therapy, Brain-to-Text AI, Animal Emotion AI, EU AI Sovereignty. ChatGPT Therapy. A recent study reveals that participants struggle to distinguish between responses given by ChatGPT and those from real therapists, with the AI's replies often rated as more empathetic. This study, published in the journal PLOS Mental Health, examined the ability of 830 participants to identify whether responses in 18 couple therapy cases came from 13 experienced therapists or ChatGPT. Participants correctly identified therapist responses 56.1% of the time and ChatGPT's 51.2%. Interestingly, the AI's responses scored higher in areas like therapeutic alliance and empathy. This could be due to their longer, more positive, and detailed nature. However, technical skepticism emerged when participants believed a response was from ChatGPT, rating it lower regardless of its actual origin. The study cautions about its limitations, including its hypothetical nature and focus on couple therapy, urging mental health professionals to become familiar with AI's growing role in therapy to ensure high-quality care. Brain-to-Text AI. Meta's AI research division, in collaboration with the Basque Center on Cognition, Brain, and Language in Spain, has published two groundbreaking studies on how AI can advance our understanding of human intelligence. In the first study, they recorded brain activity from 35 participants using magnetoencephalography and electroencephalography while the participants typed sentences. An AI model then successfully reconstructed the typed sentences solely from brain signals, achieving up to 80% accuracy at the character level. The second study explored how the brain converts thoughts into complex movement sequences, highlighting the ongoing challenge of decoding the neural language code. Animal Emotion AI. Artificial intelligence is being trained to interpret animal emotions, potentially unlocking a deeper understanding of when animals are in pain or experiencing other emotions. Researchers in several institutions are making strides in this area. For example, the IntelliPig system, developed by scientists at the University of the West of England Bristol and Scotland's Rural College, examines photos of pigs' faces to alert farmers about potential pain or distress. Meanwhile, a team at the University of Haifa is focusing on dogs, training AI to identify discomfort using facial recognition software. Over in Brazil, a researcher at the University of Sao Paulo is achieving an impressive 88% accuracy in detecting pain in horses by analyzing photos before and after surgery. EU AI Sovereignty. In a notable development for Europe's digital sovereignty, a new initiative aims to craft a series of open-source large language models, or LLMs, that support all European Union languages. This ambitious effort, known as Open Euro LLM, is a collaboration among 20 organizations. Co-led by John Hajic from Charles University in Prague and Peter Sarlin from Finnish AI Lab Silo AI, the project has a budget of €37,400,000, with €20 million from the EU's Digital Europe program. The project aims to enhance transparency and preserve the linguistic diversity of current and future EU languages. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.